because fear of speaking up was such a prevalent theme in our story. We explore it a bit further in this brief chapter. The fears expressed by many employees reflected a lack of psychological safety. Amy Edmondson from Harvard University defines psychological safety as the belief that people will not be punished or humiliated for speaking up. While the theme of this story was workplace harassment, the fear of speaking up was not limited to this issue. Surprisingly, the overall lack of psychological safety extended to sharing concerns about any type of misconduct. Take a listen to how fears of speaking up were communicated by employees. It is my view that the organization does not have an environment that a member can feel comfortable bringing concerns forward. The culture of the organization is to say nothing, whether the subject is ethical, moral, or criminal wrongdoing. The whistleblower has to be fearful of persecution as a result of coming forward with their concerns. Retribution or punitive measures against the whistleblower are legitimate concerns as management and colleagues see the person as a rat. Resentment by co-workers makes for a very unhealthy work environment.
Members are not held accountable for wrongdoing, and there is not a safe place to turn for help if you feel you are being harassed. If you say anything, the harassment gets worse.
I have been the victim of harassment at the hands of previous management at my present unit. Unfortunately, I did not formally pursue a complaint at that time due to fear of reprisal, especially that of a negative impact on my career.
There have been a couple of situations where I have been discriminated against and harassed. Reporting these incidents was not worth the repercussions or the wider reputation, as these types of issues are not isolated.